This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Tuesday, May 7th. The God who walked with us. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say, 'You must not eat from any tree in the garden?'" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, 'You must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden. You must not touch it, or you will die.'" "You will not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food, and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." As a father of young children, I'm often struck by the joy and wonder they show at the simple gift of their relationship with me. If I have to leave for a trip, they watch at the window to wave goodbye till I'm out of sight. When I return, the house echoes with their delight that I've come home. At one time, daily interaction between God and His human creatures was a similarly natural thing. We were able to walk with God and hear His voice and enjoy His company. But sin changed all that. Instead of listening to God with childlike wonder, Adam and Eve chose to question God's words and to doubt the sincerity of His relationship with them. They listened to the serpent, the devil, as he planted doubts in their minds. Then they disobeyed God, separating themselves from Him. Now they could no longer simply enjoy the company of God, and out of fear and guilt, they hid from Him, knowing they had done wrong. In Jesus' coming, however, our childlike relationship with God is restored. In Christ, we see God coming to walk alongside us again, and in the ascension, we can see our heavenly fellowship restored anew. Are you hiding from God in some way, as He calls out to you today? Look to the ascended Jesus and enjoy the delight of a restored relationship with Him. Pray with me. Almighty God, forgive us for questioning Your love for us. Help us to hear Your calling and enjoy Your presence as a gift. Heal and restore us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.